This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
The following is an encore presentation of Inside Out Weight Loss, iTunes' top weight loss podcast since it began in 2007. If you'd like to learn more about my programs and access free resources and online classes, visit InsideOutWeightLoss.com. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens. Today's show is the prologue, where you'll learn how to set yourself up for success as you lose weight easily from the inside out. Plus, today I'll share the deep, dark secrets of my own weight struggle so you know where I'm coming from. Welcome to not just a new program for weight loss, but to a whole new paradigm around weight. Inside Out Weight Loss is not just about looking good for swimsuit season, but rather about letting go of what's been holding you back and living a life that you're passionate about. Inside Out Weight Loss goes way beyond the basics of diet and exercise. We'll be accessing the operating system of your mind-body to bring ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. This isn't your standard weight loss program. In fact, we'll be spending very little time talking about what you should and shouldn't eat and what you should and shouldn't do. You already know that. And if you don't, there are plenty of places you can get that information. Instead, we'll be dedicating each precious minute of our time together to inspiration and action, to getting you to do what you already know that you should. This show is about changing the inner to change the outer, about turning the old model of weight loss, the old beliefs, inside out. Traditional diets require willpower and mean deprivation. Inside out weight loss isn't about deprivation or willpower at all. In fact, it's about integration and transformation. Join me. On a practical note, you may be wondering if you'll need a diet plan to go with this program. The answer is maybe. This program works both with and without an eating plan. If you don't want to follow a plan and just want to make continuous improvement, then simply tune in every week and do the simple mental exercises we'll be discussing. If, on the other hand, you want to see quicker movement on the scale, then follow a balanced plan. What Inside Out Weight Loss will do is make following your plan much easier than you have ever experienced before. Same behaviors, different experience. Why? Because with Inside Out Weight Loss, you're building a solid foundation for your journey. You're mapping out a clear path for a harmonious and inspiring journey. You may be wondering why I'm so passionate about weight loss. I'm passionate because I've been there, and I'm now on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet. I hope you'll join me. Let me tell you a little bit about where I come from. My own struggle began when I was about 11 years old. My best friend and I decided to go on a diet because, well, our mothers were always on a diet. And so it began. We counted calories and learned how to obsess about food. The obsession led to a small weight gain, which led to more dieting, which led in turn to binge eating and even more dieting. And I became quite good at both. As a binger, I'd go on late night rampages, stuffing myself with anything that I could find with sugar or fat in it in my dimly lit kitchen. And to atone for these sins, I'd jump around in my bedroom for an hour at a time. As the binges grew worse, my diets became more extreme. I joined and followed a commercial weight loss program, which was 750 calories a day for months at a time, complete with grapefruit and egg plateau busters, which, by the way, stopped working after a while, and a soy-based snack that seemed to resemble gerbil feed. I also did a liquid protein program that was eventually pulled from the market because people started dropping dead while following it. And most of all, I excelled in guilt and self-criticism. Fortunately, I eventually saw a nutritionist who asked me to keep a food diary. And by some miracle, probably a planetary alignment at the astrological level, I actually did, and I was honest about what I ate. I'll never forget her red-inked comments written across my diary. Frequent use of chocolate syrup. It sounded so clinical. Turns out that on that particular day that I had cataloged in my journal, I was desperate for sugar, and the only substance in our home that fit the bill at the time was a squeeze-top bottle of Hershey's chocolate syrup. So it went on everything, from Triscuits to cereal. And thanks to that nutritionist, I realized I had a problem known as compulsive overeating, and I wasn't alone. After 2 years of thinking about it, I finally started attending meetings of Overeaters Anonymous and worked the 12 steps. For the first time, I understood that there was a connection between my eating behavior and my emotions. I actually lost the weight. And now, life was supposed to be great. All my problems were supposed to melt away. But that's not what happened. I found I was still depressed and still ate compulsively. So I went to a psychiatrist who promptly put me on the then brand new generation of antidepressants, SSRIs, and I took Prozac for a year. Fortunately, I weaned myself off of the antidepressants by substituting regular exercise. I was okay, but I wasn't happy. And I still binged on safe foods. I could even binge on a bag of rice cakes, and trust me, you have to be pretty dedicated to the cause to do that, because they taste like cardboard. Still, I stayed like that, crazy about food, but still, I stayed like that for about a decade and a half, slim, but weird around food. I ate no sugar for 16 years, and barely any white flour. Finally, in my mid-30s, I had a career and health crisis. I contracted acute mononucleosis for the second time in my adult life, which developed into chronic fatigue syndrome. I was forced to take time off work to recover. I eventually learned that my body was speaking to me. It was telling me I was in the wrong career for the wrong reasons. In high tech at the time, I went to part-time and flex-time work, none of which was fulfilling. And eventually, I just quit to study what had always fascinated me. Human motivation. That study led me to neuro-linguistic programming, hypnotherapy, life coaching, and some other disciplines along the way. I discovered that if I applied the powerful tools that I was learning to my own remaining food issues, I got extraordinary results. Results I didn't even think were possible. I stopped being a compulsive overeater. I soon realized that this was my life's work, and began practicing on fellow students, friends, and eventually clients. That was over 6 years ago, and I've been helping people full-time ever since. To me, there's no greater joy than to see a client rediscover the joy of living and launch themselves into their best life. And that's why I've created Inside Out Weight Loss. We're going to take a short break to support our sponsors now. This is Renee Stevens, and you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. We'll be right back. Hi, gang. Renee here again. If you're looking for the Inside Out Weight Loss worksheets, you can find them free of charge at my website, InsideOutWeightLoss.com. That's InsideOutWeightLoss.com. Back. And I'm your host, Renee Stevens. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss. Now that you know more about me, let's talk about what to expect in the upcoming episodes and how to get the most out of this program. We'll start off by shoring up your motivation to change. I want you to know something very important right from the start. If you're a veteran of multiple weight loss attempts like me, if you've been up and down the scale more times than you care to remember, and even if your resolve seems to peter out after only a few hours, congratulations. Each attempt that you've made increases the probability of your success with inside-out weight loss. Why? Because you've learned a great deal about what doesn't work. Now it's time to learn what does. So we'll start by cataloging what doesn't work in your life and really makes you want to change. This is what we call your away from motivation, what you really, really want less of in your life. Once we've done that, you'll already be chomping at the bit to get going. And so we'll pump up the motivation a step higher, and not just so you're first out of the gate, but so you're primed for success in the long haul. We'll start by turning your don't wants inside out into your do wants. This is your chance to dream. Dream about your skinny jeans or looking good in your swimsuit. Dream about vibrant health, throwing away your meds because you don't need them anymore. Dream about being your best you, the highest expression of your body and your being. Next, we'll clear the path for a smooth takeoff on your journey. Let's face it. If all of you really wanted to be healthy now, you would be. All of you isn't quite on board yet, though, is it? Because if it were, you wouldn't be downing that scone with your morning coffee. The drive-thru and the late-night snacks wouldn't beckon. So you're in conflict. Part of you is all for being slim, fit, and healthy. That part of you is listening to this program right now. And part of you just wants to kick back with the chips and salsa. Not to worry. We know this, and we also know how to resolve this conflict. We know how to create the most powerful force in the universe, inner alignment. Next, we'll go step by step to bring your dream into reality, to make this vision your life. I'll be walking you through specific techniques and frames that will bring ease and joy to your journey. We'll cover topics like how to overhaul your body image, how to access your food operating system, overcoming perfectionism, how to zap cravings in their tracks, overcoming binge and compulsive eating, and the subconscious secrets to easy weight loss. What's the best way to embark upon this program? The research shows that our greatest chance of successful change happens when we create a support community around us. But this is just a show I listen to, you may be thinking. Well, it is, and it's much more. Our most powerful learning comes when we teach. Years ago, fresh out of business school, I was living in Barcelona. I got a job as a professor of finance at a local university. Well, finance wasn't exactly my favorite subject in business school, but that's what the job was. So I got my textbook, and I was precisely one lesson ahead of my students at any moment in time. And you know what? To this day, I can tell you all of the intricacies of net present value and the internal rate of return, even in my sleep. I learned it because I taught it. So what's the lesson for you? Teach what you learn here. Find one or more friends or family members and recruit them on your journey. Create a study group where you get together either in person or on a conference call. I'll put some information about free conference calling resources on my blog. And meet once a week to teach and learn from each other. Create a Yahoo or Google group and invite me to join. I will. And if a member in your group flakes out on you, call them on it. Find out what's up. And if they really are gone, then find somebody else. Make this a top priority for you and commit to making it happen. Now, if you're truly ready to see what's possible for you, to make the kind of lasting changes that you may have only dreamed about, then it's time to take action. It's time to make absolutely sure you get each and every rich and inspiration-packed episode of Inside Out Weight Loss. Go to personallifemedia.com and subscribe and make sure that each episode is automatically delivered to you the moment that it's available. And it's super easy. Trust me, because even I can do it. And technology is probably in the category of finance for me. It's free, it's easy, and it will change your life for the better. Now that's a bargain. Plus, I can only deliver my free bonus worksheets to subscribers. So make sure you do it today. Be a charter member of this community. Start a movement. We're turning traditional willpower and deprivation-based weight loss programs inside out. Join us for joy, ease, and the best of your life. We're almost out of time now, but I'd like to mention one final thing. This show may seem like a one-way street where I talk and all you do is listen, but it's much more than that. There's a live person behind these shows who's passionate about helping you live your best life. And I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know what resonates with you. What questions do you have? What would you like me to cover in future shows? I'm listening. So speak to me. The more that you interact, the more that you participate in this program, the more that you'll get out of it. Resolve today to post a comment to the blog at Renee, R-E-N-E-E, .personallifemedia.com. There are two L's in Personal Life Media. That's http://Renee.personallifemedia.com. Start a conversation. You'll get out double what you put in, but you must put in to get out. Inside Out Weight Loss is not a passive transformation. Make a commitment today to engage, to participate, to learn, and to teach. Finally, you can email me directly at Renee@personallifemedia.com. Renee, R-E-N-E-E, @personallifemedia.com. That brings us to the end of the show. Thanks for listening. For other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, please visit our website at www.personallifemedia.com. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I'm on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet. Join me and remember Gandhi's words, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." World peace begins with inner peace. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.